Wagon people.
Yo, yo.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm great. I'm just doing okay.
You're just doing fine, huh?
I'm just cool. In it.
You're just cool in it.
In it.
Yeah. You already know what it is. It's on a very beautiful Sunday.
Yeah.
And we're just chilling. Yeah, we're just chilling here with he'll introduce himself, but meanwhile, you guys know me. I've been the host of these shows every now and then. I go by the name La Beast. La Baba La Beast. And I'm hanging out with
Wes. I go by my stripper name, Wesley.
Hey, yeah, stripper. Can you bring you a stripper?
A stripper name. Like Boogie, you know. It's like Boogie. I've watched the Boogie movie. The Pop Smoke movie called Boogie. So the guy Boogie, how he mean his nickname. It was like, I go by my stripper name Boogie.
A strip name Boogie.
Stripper
name. Bro, you look like a stripper though. Okay, look, anyway, guys.
Fuck it, bro.
So right about now, bro, someone say me, I've been having a lot of questions. And I've been, you know, I've never gotten anybody who like knows about these things. So when I heard that you're coming into the show, and I was like, you know, this is a perfect time to ask you a couple of questions.
Actually, you know, it's great.
Yeah. So you know, today we're going to talk about basketball purely.
Basketball, yeah. Basketball is wide, you know.
It's wide. Eh?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about how basketball was ilikuwa game ya mababi, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Ukicheza bake unaonekana wewe ni yule msewa the other side of life.
You know, ni cool kid sana. You know, actually. Hey.
And then the other guys nyinyi mnacheza ushaicheza nini?
Ajua.
Ajua. Bro, you old though.
Yeah, I'm old, you know.
Bro, you born 1916. All right, so bro, manze, it's a pleasure having you on the show. I can see Womboke is in the building.
Big man.
Araitwa Tuzi. But yes, you know, you're on ground, see you with
Tuzi, yeah.
On ground, the guy is called Womboke, like on pod.
Yeah.
He's called Tuzi. And we gotta respect that,
Yeah. It's
so, bro, awesome, tell me, you know, when did you start playing basketball?
Basketball started around 2013. I was influenced by my elder bro.
Do you think you play basketball because you're tall, or
no? Just a passion.
Do you mean I can be short and play basketball?
Yeah, we have a short player called, I don't know, Maxi Bogie. He was five three foot.
5'3". You mean I'm taller than that guy?
Yeah, taller than that guy. And he's one of the greatest players, actually. You know,
in history.
And he was the shortest player in the NBA. I mean, that guy dunk over
here. How short? Like, okay, you know, the listeners here can't see me. Mm-hmm. So, like, short, like.
5'3".
5'3".
Yeah.
Shorter than Mwala. You know Mwala?
Ah, Mwala is that. That's too short, actually. You know.
Mwala, you mean Mwala can't play?
No, Mwala can't play. But he can't.
Bro,
but
Mwala.
So, like, as you got handles, you know, and the shooting power. And drills, I mean dribbling skills. You can play basketball, like.
So the notion of like basketball is for the tall people.
But for the tall people, it's for dunking, you know.
For dunking and
layups and crazy layups, you know.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
This is what you are Coca-Cola Fanta, bro. So, bro, me, I've gone to a high school where basketball was. You know, the game, bro.
The game you need. Yeah.
Bro, I was in Nyangori Boys High School and you know it.
Yeah, I know.
You know those boys are bad in basketball.
Yeah, they're bad.
And then we have
better than Sawagongo.
You were in Sawa?
No, I was in Yala. But Sawagongo is one of the craziest school in basketball.
What?
They do favor basketball than any other game.
You mean they're better than Kisumu girls?
They're better than... That's a girl's
bro,
team.
Those no. girls play football, bro.
Football or basketball?
Wali to chapa, bro.
Basketball.
Wali to lead, bro.
Don't say that in public.
Bro, girls beating boys in basketball. Those girls were dribbling. Done. Three pointer.
So you boys are supposed to be dunking on them, you know?
No, are we dunking?
It's just some disrespect,
them?
You know?
Ace.
Yeah.
But bro, Sasa Mimi, mm-hmm. just want you to tell me a few things about basketball. The only thing I know about basketball is the court. I know, mm-hmm. I don't even know what that thing is called, what?
The rim.
The ring.
Rim.
It's not a ring.
The ring is a basketball championship ring. When after winning the championship in basketball, you'll be given on as an award.
like a ring, kama ile harusi.
Yeah, that one.
Allah. So you guys get married every year?
Not married. No, listen to
no
me.
No wonder you guys are very passionate about this, bro. So you mean?
So you know, it's just like a balodo.
Balondo. But that thing is tiny, bro.
Tiny how? The ring.
So like a ring, like a dogo. Who
not, do you bro, know? You know it is precious and somehow.
So let's say LeBron James, eh?
Uh-huh.
Assuming he has been winning rings.
He has just won 4 rings. The person who won more than 11 rings was Bill Russell.
So he's the greatest player of all time.
No, Bill Russell is only a great player when it comes to championship winning. The greatest player now is LeBron James.
How many rings?
Only 4, but LeBron James is an all-time player. He can play any position that because of the beast mode in him, you know.
So you want
just recently
say...
he just surpassed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, which was a record that someone hadn't broken it for more than 40 years now, you know.
40 years, bro.
Yeah, it's been 40 years.
40 years.
Yeah. For all-time
you mean
scoring.
somebody was on top of the game for 40 years?
Yeah. From 1986, yeah. 86, 87, there. Yeah.
Even before you started supporting basketball?
Yeah, even before you were born, actually.
So, bro, somebody has been on top of the game for 40 years.
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That's somebody from Saudi. It looks like...
Not a Saudi, it's just an American, but he changed his name to Islamic name, you know.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
My favorite team is called Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. I'm LeBron in Miami. I provide for the Heat. Yeah.
And then there's this. It's called Cavaliers.
Cleveland.
Cavaliers. Yeah. Cavaliers.
Yeah, Cleveland. Cavaliers.
Hey, bro. Me and Zemini go out. I don't even know anything, bro.
Yeah, but you're knowing. But, you know, now in this, now LeBron, those are most, in those teams, the players who were known very well were LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Bam Adebayo, James Butler. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler, I mean.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, you want to tell me that for me to be a basketball player, not even a player, a fan, eh?
Yeah, fan.
So, like, you know, when you guys argue and you're mentioning big names, mm-hmm, and somebody's there looking all stupid because you don't know any name. So, like, who should I know for starters? I look like I know these things.
For starters, for now, you should know LeBron, Steph Curry, you know, the greatest player by now, you know, who are currently Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know him?
I don't know Dukumpa.
Antetokounmpo, is that?
Otieno, it's called Otieno Dukumpa.
That Otieno, no, it's a Greek Nigerian freak.
A Greek, Greece, is it Greece or Greek?
Greek.
Uh-huh.
Nigerian freak. Antetokounmpo is a Nigerian name.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
Eh, bro. Antetokounmpo.
He's a Milwaukee player.
Milwaukee
Bucks, yeah.
Eh, bro, man. So, like, how do you get to learn these things? Like, slowly by slowly, am I
yeah,
just...
slowly. You know how you've learned football. You see, you know football.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way.
Just so that's the passion you guys passion have you guys for have. Basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about Kenya? What teams do you support in Kenya?
Kenya, but mostly in Kenya school, you have the university school, you know, and the Kenya league team.
Uh-huh.
You have there's one in Kisumu called Urban Light.
Urban Light.
Yeah. But that one is not that big. But in Kenya, the best university known for basketball is the USIU.
USIU.
Yeah, those Marich kids, you know them?
Yeah, those that show up in Lambos and they're like, God damn it.
Those people can dunk in you like... When you be doing warm-ups with layups, then they're doing warm-ups with dunking, you know?
Hey, bro! Chill, bro! Yeah, I don't know, but you know, these games are for the high-end people, and that's what I always say every day. Because me, mm-hmm, I've always thought that basketball... Because you... Bro, attend you by way of ball. Your ball is very expensive.
Not that expensive. The expensive one costs 5,000.
5,000 bob. Yeah. That's the expensive
Wilson.
One.
Wilson and Spalding and FIBA.
FIBA.
And Molten. I mean Molten, not FIBA.
Wow, Molten.
Yeah.
Any ball, see ball.
Ball, see ball. I was in the phone of Udia to Nacheza. You know, you guys will be...
Bro.
Kachoma.
Any unaingia pale, unaitisha ball ya 1500. 3 days later, ngozi isha toka.
Ngozi metoka.
Hey, but
you're
bro.
Dribbling, you know.
So the best ball that I can get right now in the market is Wilson.
Wilson, yeah, or Moulton.
Or Moulton.
Yeah, you know Spalding is
Spalding. I know Spalding.
Spalding is in the '90s, you know. Uh-huh. It was used in the '90s, yeah.
But it makes good balls.
Yeah, but basketball, not even the ball. Basketball is the skill you've got.
So, man, so from today when
and
I
the
go...
The athleticism, you know.
When I go there and people are talking about basketball, and I'm there like, you guys, you know how Steph Curry dunked.
You know how LeBron dunked over Giannis, or you know about... Oh, Nani. This guy... Sorry, Jason Chacham dunked over Nani.
Jason Chacham. This guy looks like Kenyans, bro. Jason Chacham.
Tatam.
And you've told me there's Atieno.
Atetokounmpo. Giannis, yeah.
One of the best basketball players.
Yeah, he's one of the best in rebounds. Rebounding the ball, you know.
Ball. So, okay, we have players in basketball, just mm-hmm. like football. We have a keeper. We have defenders. Mm-hmm. And then when you go a little bit back, we have strikers, you know. We have midfielders. Mm-hmm. So in basketball, bro, what we got?
First, you have the shooting guard.
You have the shooting guard.
Yeah. I can name you one. The shooting guard is one is Steph Curry.
Shooting guard, sasa anakaa wapi? Assume I don't know anything about basketball.
The shooting guard anakuwa nje ya the D line, you know.
The D.
Yani the three-pointer line.
Pinpointer.
Three-pointer line
where the people like throw the ball.
Yeah, throw the ball. All
right.
Then you have the guard. The guard also is in the three-pointer line, but team is not. I mean the point guard. Now he's pointing who you should pass the ball to.
All right.
The point guard.
Oh.
Then you have the small forward.
Small forward.
Yeah.
It is centered at. He's now in the middle of the the two.
The middle of the. You know, he's in the 2-pointer line. Now he's in the 2-pointer shooting area.
Bro, me aranisha sahau. Ebu anza vizuri. Okay. When you're getting into a court, there's the left side and the right side. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a D, where the 3-pointer is done.
Yeah.
Right?
D. Yeah.
Ah. On the left side of the D,
mm-hmm.
that's where the first player is.
Yeah.
The first player is called what?
First player.
Uh-huh.
First player is a power forward.
Power forward, right?
Yeah.
Power forward.
Mm-hmm.
On the left side, I'm on the right.
I'm not sure about with the position, but I know.
It depends with how I'm looking at the court.
Yeah.
All right. On the other side of the court...
On the other side, you mean after half court or
half court? Yeah, half court.
On the other side, you're still on the team. You know,
on the
in
team,
basketball,
yeah.
It has 5 players.
All right.
Per team, total players in the game now will be 10.
10 players on the team.
Yeah, like football is 22 for total.
You guys do 5.
Yeah, we do 5.
Higher. The left side has 5. The right side has 5 players.
Yeah.
Aya.
Sorry.
For the 5.
Mm-hmm.
Let's now arrange the one group. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Aya. Nyuma kabisa, the people who guard the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We have what?
Power forward. Center.
Small forward.
Yeah.
So, power forward, center, small forward.
Yeah.
Nyuma.
Yeah.
Those are 3.
Yeah.
We have 2 who are in front.
In front, yeah.
In front of these 3.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have
the shooting guard and the point guard.
The shooting guard and the point guard.
Yeah.
All right. So the small power.
The small forward, I mean.
You said small forward.
Yeah.
And the big forward.
No, the power.
Bro, these players are hard to understand. They're just 5, but their names are so hard. Okay.
Okay.
We have
just master
small
like
forward.
PF. Power forward.
Point man.
That's a power forward.
All right.
SP. For shooting. SG for shooting guard, sorry.
Shooting guard.
Uh-huh. C for center.
Center. Center is center every day.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What is remaining?
Numa, the 2.
Point guard. PG for point guard.
Point guard.
The 2 was remain for power forward. PG.
Uh-huh.
PF for power forward. PF. Uh-huh.
Power forward and then? Yeah.
Like Giannis Antetokounmpo is a power forward.
Hey.
Yeah.
Otieno de Kompo is power forward.
Otieno, yeah. You even give him a Kenyan name actually. A new name actually, you know.
All right. On the other side, same players.
Same players, yeah.
Okay, so Mm-hmm. Is there a specific pattern of moving on the court? Am I just get the ball and start
specific.
Running?
Eh, wait,
you don't just get the ball and run.
It's not like football, bro. You know, let's get the ball. And start, you know, the point guard is the one who's starting the balls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So start pointing who should be passed the ball. The other players move forward.
All right.
And they move forward.
Uh-huh.
So the point guard now starts pointing the ball on the either shooting guard when he's in the other side of the court.
All right.
Or the power forward who's ready to go and dunk it or lay it up.
What?
Or the small forward or the center
uh-huh.
who's ready to pass it back to the power forward for finishing, or even the center can finish it, you know.
Okay, so yeah. who is supposed to be the main, like, you know the, like, the main player of the game? Just like when we talk of football, we have Ronaldo and Messi.
Yeah,
like those are the main. We cannot, it is very rare to find a defender who is going to score. Yeah, the probability is normally very low,
but in basketball anyone can be the main, so long as you've scored more points and you've won your team, you know.
Eh, bro.
And the position has higher.
Eh,
and the game formation, you know, you must arrange the game. It's, you know, in basketball, everyone scores a point.
Everybody scores a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we have, apart from that, we have the referee.
The referee, yeah.
So, what are the rules of the game?
The rules of the games are mean, you know.
The common one. So, like, get the ball, run with it.
The free, you cannot foul any, you cannot go and pin someone a ball when he's any, there's some many rules, like goaltending.
Mm-hmm.
We have foul, we have overreach foul.
Overreach. Over.
we have backcourt violation. If you see a ref being
disconnected,
he's just shaking his hand left, right, center. That's backcourt violation. I mean, I've gone back with the ball on your backside of your. See, you are dribbling it on the front side.
All right.
Then you move it to the backside again. So you're, that's a backcourt violation.
That is backward violation.
Backcourt.
Backcourt violation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I heard that when you get the ball,
mm-hmm.
you should not dribble it with two hands. So like you choose the hand that pulls it down is the one you use until the game is over. True or false?
No, it's not true. But you can shift your hands.
You can shift your hands.
You can bring it to the left, to the right. That's why now you are caught dribbling, like doing. If you want to do a crossover,
uh-huh.
you can't pass someone and do him that there. You know, just make him like ah.
So
that
like,
was done, but now you do it. You know, with both hands. You know.
Another question.
Mm-hmm.
If I get the ball, mm-hmm. I my feet is down, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And then the person who's supposed to throw the ball towards the ring gives it to me and I hold it with two hands.
If you hold it with two hands, you release it.
I release it.
Yeah, you mean
I should not have the ball for more than how many seconds?
Seconds.
Mm-hmm. Without dribbling, like just holding it like a baby.
So seconds, it's 5 seconds.
I should not have it for more than 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, shika.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
But no, it always changes. This, mm-hmm. I mean, you can make three steps. No, if you make, I mean, there's a violation called traveling.
Traveling.
Yeah.
Mm.
But traveling,
so like you come
traveling
with a bag.
Huh?
So like traveling,
yeah.
Look like traveling, like how, you know, just assume I don't know anything, bro, in basketball.
Okay.
So travel like how? In travel. The court, you travel in the court.
Yeah, you can travel. I mean, like you're holding the ball and you're walking.
And you're walking.
Yeah.
Oh. So
or you've made more than 3 steps
uh-huh.
with the ball. But it was 3 or 2.
You should not go more than 3.
Yeah, when you're holding the ball.
Eh, crazy stuff.
If you're supposed to on the nini line, on the shooting line, you're
uh-huh.
supposed to go 2 points.
2 points.
And 2 step, I mean, sorry. 2 steps. Then you release the ball to the rim. And it scores, or it gets a rebound.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens? I normally see a black box pale kwenye kwenye ring.
Mm-hmm.
You get, there's a black box hapo nyuma.
Mm-hmm.
It's called what? The magic box.
So let's go. It's just a board.
Yeah, there's a name given to it. Huh? It's called, is it black box? Let me just confirm
black
it.
Black box.
You see where the people like like a I know, shooter.
Yeah.
It's normally written, it is normally in black.
The scoreboard, though.
Okay. Okay. So the black box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Google is not.
But I know it's called the scoreboard.
It's called the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Okay. When you watch basketball and somebody throws the ball, I don't know whether there are normally sensors that just sense that the ball is going to enter into the ring. And then you hear...
It is a skill.
The buzzer.
Yeah. There are great players like Damian Lillard, Steph Curry, best shooters. I mean, Kobe...
Kobe Bryant,
you know.
Yeah, you know Kobe late. Bryant, bro.
You know Kobe Bryant, the late actually.
My the late Bryant, Kobe.
If the moment you're shooting the ball during the buzzer, they always feel how it is coming from the hand, and you have that feeling that this is the basket. Yeah.
So the person in the control room, anafinyangaka bellas kia. And then boom inside.
No boom. It's a time. In the board there's all in the scoreboard there's always a time. It's counting 0.5.
Yes.
0.2.
0.2, 0.5.
And that time you just release the ball.
Yes.
And that's called timeout.
Timeout.
After the buzzer. And that's called the buzzer basket.
Buzzer basket.
Yeah.
So if I release the ball, bro,
yeah,
I'm there like and time is up. You getting me?
Yeah.
So like the time has gone. And then I release the ball and it goes and it enters the ring.
Yeah.
Is that counted as a basket?
It's counted as long as you had released the ball before the buzzer hits zero.
Yes.
That's
counted. It is, you see, like Villene counting it. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then I throw it like. Troop.
Yeah. It's a basket.
And then it the scoreboard reaches zero. Not the scoreboard, the timer reaches zero.
Before the ball gets into the
ring.
As long as your feet were up. And the ball was in the air.
Hey.
That's a basket. Yeah, that's a crazy one actually. It's like that would be the basket of the month or the season.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey bro. And you guys don't have goalkeeper. You just have tall people guarding the ring.
Yeah,
right?
The point.
Must you be tall?
Can you reverse? Yeah. Can you reverse a score? Like, can someone once it has been dunked inside the basket, can I throw it past?
Reverse the scope. Pardon, I haven't got you.
I'm saying someone has thrown the basketball. Okay,
yeah.
It has gone into the rim. But it hasn't gotten past the actual basket that usually attached to the ring.
That's called
goaltendering.
Yeah, it will be counted.
It will be counted as
even,
a score.
Even though you're trying to go into hit it.
Yeah.
Even though it was supposed to hit the rim.
Yeah.
If it's a shooting one.
Yes.
Let's go to goaltendering. But if it's a dunking one and you pin someone.
Yeah.
That's nice pinning, you know. You remove the ball. That's somehow disrespect.
It's disrespect.
It's a disrespect. How can someone pin you?
Okay. But it's allowed though.
Yeah. It's allowed.
Okay. Happy to learn.
Yeah.
Happy to learn. Yeah, you were telling us more about scoring.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you tell us about scoring?
Yeah, in scoring, there's a free for foul. You know, when someone has been fouled, there's something called a three-point play.
Yeah.
When someone has made a three-point and he has been fouled, and he was blocked by the opponent, opponent team.
Yeah.
He was blocked. Then this person gets a foul.
Yeah.
That's called a three-point play. Maybe it'd make a basket or it'd go out.
Okay.
No, that's a five-point play, sorry.
Okay.
Because after that, he's going to get a free throw for 2 points.
For 2 points?
Yeah.
How many times can he throw? Once or twice?
For free throw?
Yes.
Can throw it twice. So it depends.
All right.
Depends with the referee decision, you know.
The referees have that much power?
No, the referees, the people who are the VR guys in the basketball room.
You also have a VAR.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
someone can be fouled, but you can't see it clearly.
Oh. Okay. Depending on where the ref is located. Wait, is yours still called a referee?
It's just a referee, yeah.
Okay. That's nice to learn.
So, bro, back to me. You know me, I was still. So, bro.
Yeah, you're back here.
So, your referee wears short like ours for football.
He wears a trouser, you know.
He wears a tracksuit.
Tracksuit. No, track a trouser suit. And a referee shirt. The normal football referee.
Yes.
Yeah. The stripped one, you know.
The strip. Oh, you guys also do stripped shirt.
Yeah, we always
just
do.
Like the one for wrestling.
But it always changes. There's a stripped shirt. There's a normal shirt.
Mm.
But it's always gray one.
Gray
shirt, yeah.
Yeah. So you guys also have numbers like us.
Numbers, yeah.
Gongo.
And Gongo, you know, it's the number is a position. No, is your.
But they don't decided. Write numbers.
They do write, but now it's a position. Yani, you mean yani? It's just upon you. Yani, unapenda utake kwa namba gani? Hivyo tu.
So like, so if what is the most like the legendary number? Like you see, like in football, we have number 7 for Ronaldo,
mm-hmm.
and we have number 10 for Messi, for yeah. Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
So for you guys, what number is normally given the power? Like. Number, it's a legendary number.
Legendary number. It depends with the former player who had the number, you know.
So what is the number for Kobe?
Kobe was 24. 24 and 8.
Steve Curry?
Steve Curry is 30.
30.
Yeah. The 30 came from his dad. You know, his dad was a player too.
At 30 years old.
No. Yeah, but you know. Even Nani, this guy. Kobe 24 and 8. Even when after his death, there was a 24 shot clock violation and the 8 shot clock violation to honor Kobe.
To honor Kobe
in NBA. Every the ball, when you have started the ball, then the ball now is just hold. Everybody stands still
for 24 seconds.
24 seconds. And then later on, there's an 8 second clock violation.
For who?
For Kobe again. Yeah, he had jersey 8 and 24.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
So like, Eddie Kobe is that strong in this
That's
game?
That's why it's called the Black Mamba, the Mamba in it. Yeah.
But he's never mentioned blow. When I asked you for the legends, you mentioned Atieno.
No, but name? Kobe is one of the great. I haven't mentioned Wilt Chamberlain, who scored 100 points.
We also have our Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain. Yeah, Chamberlain.
Those Chamberlain.
Yeah, Wilt Chamberlain.
Those he was also a legend.
Those are the oldest legends. The legends are too many in NBA.
So, bro.
Yeah.
I know Drake plays basketball, right? Kendrick plays?
Kendrick, I don't think so.
Chris Brown, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, Chris Brown. J. Cole. With me, I'd go with J. Cole. As the best player in as a great basketball player in musician. Hip-hop.
Musicians.
Yeah.
That guy plays.
He played for Rwanda recently.
Rwanda?
Yeah.
J. Cole plays for Rwanda.
He played for Rwanda.
When did he start being a local?
never knew. J. Cole played for Rwanda.
They could play for Rwanda.
Yeah.
Where would you better go up and Pasho?
It's impartial. You look at it later on. If I'm lying.
They could play for Rwanda.
Yeah. If I'm lying, 1,000 shillings on you.
Say dollars.
$1,000.
Dollars.
Sorry.
You know we are from the US. So, bro, they call plays for Rwanda.
He played for Rwanda.
Not plays.
Yeah.
Played for Rwanda. Yeah. Under 21.
In year 2021.
2021.
Yeah.
What was the tournament?
Tournament was I can't remember very well, but I was keen on that. But I know he played for the team.
And I see Jay-Z a lot of times, you know, and Hawaii and his wife Beyonce attend pale basketball.
Yeah, even Barack Obama, the great president, he was a basketball player in high school. So it's just an influence, you know, and a passion.
But are you seeing the people you're mentioning, bro?
Yeah.
So you mean there's a Kenyan here who like make it to that space, bro?
Yeah. Recently, the Kenyan president Ruto had said that basketball one of the former NBA players, he had signed a contract for the basketball to be held in, for now for the, I mean, players in Kenya to be held in the NBA.
Crazy.
Now it's legal.
So it's now legal?
Legal in Kenya. Formerly it was legal in Africa, but the headquarters of NBA in Africa is in South Africa.
South Africa?
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
But now Kenya, Now Kenyan players will be drafted very soon. Just wait for it.
So we'll be able to see Wesley Palen.
Your son will be drafted. Not me. Your son. I'll be watching your son playing for the NBA. You know?
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Someone say, it has been a nice moment with Wes Wes. And you've been hanging out with Vic on the Life It Up podcast all day, all day, all day. So, bro, what are your closing remarks as we go home? We want to go home and relax.
My closing remarks. I just say that basketball is just a passion. Not that you're forcing things in it, but people don't always force basketball, but it's just a passion that someone has to play the ball. You know, the strongest of the passion, so you'll be able to play. I mean, you'll be able to just unafuatilia tu, not una
undanayo tu,
bamba tu,
like ikubambe tu.
All right.
Hey, bro.
Ata kama uchezi, but it's just fun.
It's fun, but naona watu wanavunjika pia, bro.
Yeah, you know, it's just like any other sport.
But I like the fact that you've honored to come to the show, and it's a great start for the podcast, and we are going to have you on our next show that is going to happen in the next few minutes. It has been your host Le Baba Le Beast, and thank you guys. See you later. We also had Tunzi on the podcast later on, but he was held up akatoka kidogo. But you guys tune in for the next one. I think he'll be available because we have hot topic. This was just an informative podcast, huh? But on the next one, it's gonna be a lot of fun because we're gonna be giving you juice. Thank you guys, see you next time.